Good evening, and welcome to The Lost Chord, a weekly program of unusual and neglected repertoire. I'm Ross Amico, and I sincerely hope you'll stay with me for the next hour as we listen to rarely heard music from Australia. Left Out Back is what we call tonight's program. Let's begin with Alfred Hill, who lived from 1870 to 1960, an Antipodean colossus with one foot in Australia and one in New Zealand. Hill was born in Melbourne, but spent much of his early life in New Zealand. He studied abroad at the Leipzig Conservatory and played second violin in the Gewandhaus Orchestra under then Kapellmeister Karl Reinecke. He also performed in concerts conducted by Brahms, Tchaikovsky, Grieg, and Max Bruch. Hill returned to New Zealand, where he was appointed director of the Wellington Orchestral Society. He also worked as a teacher, recitalist, chamber musician, and choral conductor. Then he was back to Australia in 1897, where he continued to teach for a number of years. From this time, he became predominantly a voice in Australian musical culture, although yet a visitor and occasional presence in New Zealand. He settled permanently in Sydney in 1911 and lived the last 50 years of his life there. Throughout the course of his career, he founded and or pushed for important institutions in both Australia and New Zealand, including one devoted to Maori studies. He composed more than 500 works, among them 12 symphonies, 8 operas, numerous concerti, a mass, 17 string quartets, 2 cantatas on Maori subjects, and 72 piano pieces. The purely orchestral compositions seem to be divided between symphonies, written in a German Romantic mode, with plentiful influences traceable back to his Leipzig years, and very brief and evocative tone pictures. Here's one of the latter, called The Moon's Golden Horn, music of Alfred Hill with the Melbourne Symphony, conducted by Wilfred Lehmann. music dating from 1927 by Alfred Hill. That was called The Moon's Golden Horn. We've heard the Melbourne Symphony, conducted by Wilfred Lehman. Another Australian composer, this one from our own time, Peter Sculthorpe, born in Tasmania in 1929. He studied at the Melbourne Conservatorium. Following a period of postgraduate struggles, he won a scholarship to study with Egon Vélez at Oxford University. Unfortunately, he had to abandon the pursuit of his doctorate when his father became gravely ill. In 1963, Sculthorpe became a lecturer at the University of Sydney, where he remained more or less until his death in 2014. He is one of Australia's most honored composers. Much of his music concerned with Australia and its South Seas environs. The focus of many of his pieces over the decades, revealing an admiration for and affinity with Australia's indigenous cultures. Major philosophical concerns include conservation and the preservation of the environment. Here's very evocative music from 1986. It is called Earth Cry, scored for didgeridoo and orchestra, a plea for balance suggestive of the Aborigine practice of heeding the cry of the earth. William Barton performs on the didgeridoo, and the New Zealand Symphony is conducted by James Judd. This music of Peter Sculthorpe. The
Thank you.
Music dating from 1986 by Peter Sculthorpe. That was called Earth Cry. That very exotic-sounding instrument was the didgeridoo, common to the Aborigines. The composer suggests by the title a plea for balance, referencing the practice of the indigenous peoples of Australia, who instinctively live their lives in accordance with natural law and the needs of the land. As I said, Sculthorpe's music frequently reflecting his environmental concerns. The New Zealand Symphony was conducted by James Judd. Earth Cry by Peter Sculthorpe. Impossible to represent the riches of Australian music in only an hour. Left Out Back, you're listening to The Lost Chord. We have for you next what I think is a real treat. It is music by Colin Brumby, a composer whose work I've known from a few very short pieces. But in the past couple of weeks, I've had the opportunity to enjoy recordings of some of his large-scale concertos, and they have been an unremitting delight. Brumby was born in Melbourne in 1933, and like Sculthorpe, attended the Melbourne Conservatorium. He studied abroad in Spain and London, before joining the staff of the music faculty of the University of Queensland. He directed the Queensland Opera Company for a few years, received his doctorate from the University of Melbourne, then returned to the continent for further studies in Rome. In 1981, he received an Advance Australia Award for his services to music. He has composed for the stage, written orchestral pieces, choral chamber, and instrumental works. Brumby died on January 3, 2018, at the age of 83. Here's a work from 1984, a piano concerto written in the Grand Romantic style for his former classmate of some 30 years earlier, the pianist Wendy Pomeroy. She is the soloist, and the West Australian Symphony Orchestra is conducted by Patrick Thomas. The Piano Concerto No. 1 of Colin Brumby.
Thank you.
Music dating from 1984, believe it or not. It certainly is a throwback to an earlier age, and I personally find it an unremitting delight. That piano concerto, fashioned in the grand romantic style, by the Australian composer Colin Brumby. Brumby died on January 3, 2018, at the age of 83. Wendy Pomeroy, who commissioned the work, was the soloist, and the West Australian Symphony Orchestra was conducted by Patrick Thomas. The Piano Concerto No. 1 of Colin Brumby. And that concludes our Hour of Music from Australia, Left Out Back. I'm Ross Amico. Thanks very much for joining me for this week's edition of The Lost Chord. Funding for this program has been provided in part by the listener members of the Classical Network. Make a donation today at wwfm.org. Thank you for supporting the Classical Network. For more information on The Lost Chord, recommended recordings, and more, visit my Facebook page and be sure to like me at Classic Ross Amico.